Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, May 10th of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you, wherever you've tuned in from, however you found out about us. I'm just grateful to have you with us from wherever you are on the planet. And it's honestly a blessing that you would tune into the program. And I firmly and honestly believe that when I say it, it's not something that I'm just like taking for granted and all, I don't know. No, it's obviously, in my mind, I'm glad to have you. And so thanks for tuning in. And it's a blessing that you would tune in. And I don't know if you noticed, but it is a warm one today here in Michigan, those of you who live here. But for those of you who don't, it's finally warmed up for a few days. It'll be this way up in the 70s and or 80s up to Sunday, and then we fall back to the 60s for a few days, and then who knows, maybe we'll go right back up like super soon after. That's my hope. We just have to wait and see what happens. There's something that has been on my heart, and so I want to bring it up. In Mark 16, you have the Great Commission. Well, Jesus gives us the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And it gives these different, you know, things, part of that Great Commission, you know. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And if they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. And it talks about all that stuff. But the truth is we all have a call to ministry, even if we're not quote-unquote preaching. I'm not, when he said go into all the world, that doesn't mean that everybody has to get on a plane or get on a train and go to a land afar off. So you don't necessarily have to do what my dad is about to do for a few weeks. Some people are called to these other countries as missionaries. Some people are. But not all are called to these other countries. Some just be called to like do ministry in their church, like ministry of helps or whatever. But you see, there's nothing in your Bible that says just sit there and do nothing in the local church and just be inactive for God. Like, I mean, there's no verse that says just be a couch potato for Jesus. or even a church potato. That's not in your Bible. It says, go to all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. That means human. So you can't necessarily get your dog saved or your cat saved or your guinea pig or hamster or whatever different animals you have in different parts of the world, because obviously in different places they have might have different animals that they think of as pets. So, like, look at my mom. She just went to Honduras. My dad's going to India. But you don't all have to do that. And if you live in a metro area, some of you might be called to the inner city. Or even if you're not in a huge, giant metropolitan area, maybe you're called to a city like Saginaw, Flint, here in Michigan, or other cities like it in your state. If you look at Mark T. Barclay, the first place he preached, the gang wars in Watts. And he took gang kids to church. And in those days, man, Watts was like some of the worst of the worst of the worst. And it's been a while since Dr. Buckley told the story. I wish he would tell it again. Maybe he will. And so, we just have to obey God, whatever he calls us to do. And the truth is we've all been commissioned by God. But everybody's calling is different. Some people are called to be singers, psalmists. Some are called to be the preacher. Others might be called to be the others might be called to be the pilot. Others might be called to be what do you mean, the pilot? To fly a pastor around like mine. Different. You know, some people, the call is just to the local church, and I'll be ministry of helps, do the best you can with the anointing of God on you. And so, that was just something that's been on me. Because sometimes in this first little bit, it throws some nuggets that I feel like I can give you. Sometimes I like to give those. Other times I talk about, you know, what all's been going on with me a little bit and other things. You kind of never know what it's going to be to start with. Let's all get us some more things. The singing and the word of the Lord for the night, which is going to be awesome. It could be I'd go to Chicago. You know, I'm going to go to Chicago I'm going to tell you what I really like about it. I like how they have all these big, huge, tall buildings. And there's multiple different, like, big areas in the city. To look at. There's beaches in the city. There's this big, giant Navy Pier thing that looks out over the water that I haven't been to before. And yes, there's the trains, which I've been on those before, and I love going on the train when I'm there. Now, it's the headquarters of the world headquarters of McDonald's. He's in the city of Chicago. Used to be in one of the suburbs, southwest suburbs. Not anymore. It is now right in downtown Chicago. And it's a big city, all different kinds of people, and different cities have their own different flavor. And so I'm curious to see how it is, even though I'll be there for like less than 24 hours. But going to see how it's doing. And it's been a while. And something of note, folks, that I want to mention is all of the last couple times that I've been in Chicago, all of the last three times were when it was very cold out. And it's the Windy City, so it made it feel even colder. Luckily, that won't be the case this time. And so, as I said, we'll see how. All right. Now, this episode is brought to you by your local ice cream shop. You can grab various different delicious ice cream desserts at this time of the year with the warm weather beginning. And there's this place by where I live, not right by it, but some miles from it, that have these things called, this thing called ice cream nachos. I've never heard of such a thing, but sounds yummy. And what are these ice cream chips that are on it? What are they? It's just waffle cone, that's all it is? Yeah. And there's all these different flavors of ice. There's three different scoops go on it, or what is it? Does it come with toppings? Three toppings. Wow. And is it just me, or are you dreaming about some ice cream? Some people are, some people aren't. You know, the time of day, sleepy, you want this, you want that. Or not. They teach their own, as they say. But if you want, you know, you can go to your local ice cream shop and hopefully you find one that has good ice cream and not just, you know, the one that they freezer burnt. Freezer burnt ice cream is not good, is it?
No.
Have you tried freezer burnt ice cream?
I've had it once by accident because I didn't realize.
How'd you find out it was freezer burnt?
Well, when I got to the bottom of my bowl, there was a bunch of ice chunks on my ice cream. And it just didn't taste good.
And there should be very few ice chunks. And if it's super busy, there won't be any.
Yep.
Where was this from? Where was this from? Or was this just at your house?
That was just at my house.
But I'm sure at ice cream places you've had like little chunks here and there.
Maybe.
But that might not be from freezer burning, though.
Maybe. I don't think it
was. I would hope not, because that's that would be bad. That'd be like microwaving the salad bad. So, listeners, I don't know why would anybody would want to microwave a salad. To each their own. Anyhow, I want to remind you of a couple of things real quick before we get into the meat of the night. First one being, you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, which is the story of my life, and how God's been so good to me and helped me with so much, and he's healed my body of many different things, and I believe that I'll see everything that God has done. I believe that I'm going to see it to completion. I truly and honestly believe that I'm going to see it to fruition, as they say. And I truly and honestly believe that. And so go online to Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about how it can be a blessing to your life and how you can be a blessing and share it with others. Amen. And so, another thing, the other thing I would like to mention real quick is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you sow your seed, keep us going. But when you sow your seed, that's a great way to activate your faith when you believe in God for something. And when you do it that way, with that in mind that you believe in God for something, you're sowing a seed, believing God to do for God to do something. You should write down when you sow your seed. Write down what you are sowing it for. Maybe you're sowing it for a new property. Maybe you're sowing it for, you know, a healing. Maybe you're sowing it for your prodigal son or daughter to come home. Maybe you're sowing it for, you know, whatever you're sowing it for. And that's putting, and that's, you know, sowing a seed in faith. That's a great way to do it. Especially to stretch. I want to, and so there's a verse that I want to give unto you tonight. And that's Luke 6:38, where it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Not fast and it shall be given, not pray and it shall be given. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And I firmly believe that. It's something I honestly and firmly believe. And so, amen. Thank God for that. Now we're going to sing a couple songs. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord he has for us tonight. I thank the Lord for what he's gonna do in us. I thank the Lord for his love. I thank the Lord for what he's done in us from the heavens above. I thank the Lord for the smile that he's put on my face. I thank the Lord for his grace. I thank the Lord for the joy that he has given to me. Because now I know that I am freely set free. Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord. Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for what he's gonna do in us. I thank the Lord for his love. I thank the Lord for what he's done in us from the heavens above. I thank the Lord for the smile that he's put on your face. I thank the Lord for his grace. I thank the Lord for the joy that he has given to me. Because now I know that I am freely set free. Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord. 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 Everybody praise the Lord. Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord. Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord. Everybody, everybody. everybody, everybody praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing, everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. And it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. The anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. Together we sing, everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. Thank you, Lord. I saw the Lord seated on his throne, and he was clothed in glory, exalted high. And the train of his robe, it filled the temple. The angels circled round him and cried, "You holy, also holy, you are holy, Lord of all." And woe is me, for I was unclean, and now my eyes have seen the Holy King, and he cleansed my lips right before I died, and the pillar shook as the angels cried, "You are holy, so holy, you are holy, Lord of all. You are holy, also holy. Holy Lord of all." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for that you are with us right now. You're strengthening us. You're making us who you want us to be. But I pray, Lord God, that we would be exactly what you've called us to be in our lives. For what you've done, for what you're going to do, for but thank you, Lord, that you are pushing back on the plan of the enemy. That whatever the plan of the enemy is, that it would be pushed back, Lord God. That we don't, that you would move mightily on our behalf. And Lord God, thank you for every listener that has tuned into this program, young, old, in between. Thank you, Master, that you know what they have need of tonight. And though I don't know, you do. And I thank you, Master, that you will move mightily on the behalf of those who have made the determination to tune into this broadcast. Thank you, Master, that you know what they have need of. And that you will move on their behalf. I thank you that for this time in your word tonight, that you have anointed my lips to preach and teach this message. Thank you that these listeners come with ears to hear, with minds that are receptive, ready to receive the word and not be distracted by other things. And I thank you, Master, for what you are doing. That you're using me tonight. Thank you, Master. Make my confession over this program tonight. I see that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. So let's do it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. More than a religious book to me. More than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus, turn with me, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Hallelujah. Now, whatever I do for the next while, whatever I do, you do. If I pray, you pray. If I sing again, you sing. As I read these verses here, pay attention. Take notes. Don't just sit there and watch. Be a part. The reason I say this is because I believe that if you be a part, participate, that's how you get the most out of this. Amen. Amen. Chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years, and they will bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Then bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. He said, fear the Lord. It says, fear the Lord. Not fear like the way you might fear some things on earth or be afraid of certain things. By the way, we're not supposed to live in fear. But by fear, I mean like, you know, follow the Lord. Do what he says. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, of the first fruits of all your crops. Or we could say, the first fruit of all your increase. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing. Your vats will bring over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. She is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided. For the clouds lay drop the dew. My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. Lie down. You will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who desire it. When it is in your power to act, do not say to your neighbor, come back later. I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for your reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways. For the Lord detests a perverse man, but he takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. Read chapter 4. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender, and an only child of my mother, he taught me and he said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom, though it costs all you have. Get understanding. Esteem her, and she will, turn in the page, she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will set a garland of grace on your head, and represent you with a crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say. The years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom, and I lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of evil men.
Or women.
Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. For they cannot sleep until they do evil. They are robbed of slumber until they make someone fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path passes the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make straight paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep my foot from evil. If you follow the word of God, then you follow, twice it said, you know, that if you obey your parents, like if you, you know, obey God, follow the wisdom and his words, they're like health to someone's body. They're like health. They're like strong steel bones. I'm serious. They're like health to your bones. And listen, folks. Do you want to live a long life? Listen to your parents. Honor your father and your mother. And it will be well with you. If you don't honor your father and your mother, then you're not only not honoring them, but you're not honoring God, because God said to honor your father and your mother. And if you don't honor your father and mother, according to the Bible, you will have a short life and a miserable life. That's what the Word of God says. That's why it says, you know, honor your father and your mother. What are some other great things that it says? Fear God. Shun evil. What does it mean to shun something? Turn away. Don't be hanging with it. Shunning it doesn't mean going around with it, messing around with it. Nope, nope, nope. Uh-uh. Means turning away from it. Turning away from it. And not giving into, you know, whatever it is trying to get you to do. Whatever it's trying to turn away from it. Not turn to it. Away from it. And then it will be well with you as you honor God. Do what he commands of you to do. Because you're supposed to honor him. All you do in your life. Because he wants you to follow his ways, not your own ways, his ways, and to do what he requires of you. And so it says, you know, pay attention to your father's teaching. And he says, you know, make straight paths for your feet. What does that mean? Don't run to mischief. By the way, feet that run to mischief is one of the six things that God hates. We're going to find out. There are six things that the Lord hates. Seven are abomination to him. A couple of them having to do with your mouth. How about that? We read tonight that it said, don't let corrupt communication come from your lips. There's more to that than just a list of words. Do not say these certain words. No. Nope. There's more to it than that. It includes, but it mean, can also mean, you know, yeah, watch your mouth. What comes out of it as far as don't be gossiping. Don't be talking against one another, maliciously gossiping, because when you're doing that, that's very dangerous, and you're hurting yourself when you do it. And you're doing it behind their back. That's real bad. So we have to watch our mouth. That can be a great way to get a healing and not keep it. Because you didn't wash your mouth. Because your mouth got you in trouble. And there's these busybodies that gossip and lie all the time. Not good. That's another part of corrupt communication, lying. Another one of the things that God hates, a lying tongue. Don't be doing that. If you've been doing it, stop. Don't think about stopping. Don't think, well, I'll pray about whether or not I need to stop. Stop. Well, you're trying to cancel my fun, aren't you? No. I want to see you make it. That's why I read you these verses. And it's basically we're saying, you know, walk in paths of righteousness, not paths of unrighteousness and evil. Because because you're supposed to shun evil. And like I said, shunning it doesn't mean, you know, go hang out with it. And have this idea of, well, if it feels good, do it. You're supposed to have a conscience and not have it be seared by a hot iron. Because once you get it seared by a hot iron, you see, it's been weakened. And it makes it so that things that used to bug you, they don't bug you anymore. That's a sign that your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. And we don't want conscience to be seared. Want it to be sharp. And I'm going to quote a proverb that we'll end up reading later in the book of Proverbs. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to destruction. And let me tell you something. I don't want to be destroyed, nor do I want to self-destruct. I do not want to self-destruct. Self-destructing is dangerous. So I myself do not plan to do that. I plan to stay on the highway to heaven, on the straight and narrow gate, and to live right and to live how God's called me to live. And to keep wisdom and the God kind of wisdom is beyond just natural wisdom. And you'll have all, and you'll see all these wise, quote unquote, wise tales. That might not necessarily be true. Like this idea, for example, if it rains on Easter Sunday, it's supposed to rain the next seven Sundays. Or another one that says that that you can tell what the winter is going to be like based on the acorn size. Big acorns, more snow and more cold. Smaller acorns, it'll be a bit less than normal. But you see, You see, if I don't go by this, go by God. There's nothing necessarily wrong with those particular two wise tales that I said, you know, the ones about the rain and the rain on Sunday and the other one about the acorns. That's just, if anything, that's just fun and games. Just like the, just like that thing about Groundhog Day. And with what he said this time about that it'd be a long winter, I would say he was, for the most part, right. But I wouldn't say completely. Not completely, as they say. Not completely. But he was close. I know what my delight is. I put my delight in the law of the Lord. Where's your delight? Where's your first love? Is the Lord your first love or something else? And if it's not the Lord that's your first love, why? Then fix it. Because we should not be having idolatry. Idolatry is putting something in front of God who that is beyond what we have in God. In other words, meaning like we love that more than what we love Jesus. And when you love something more than God, that's dangerous. Folks, you shouldn't even love your children more than you love God. Children, you shouldn't love your parents more than you love God. Because God should be first in your life. And if he's not first, why isn't he first in your life? Because he should be first in your life. And I firmly and honestly, without a doubt, believe that. And I want to see you make it in these last days. Because these are the last of the last days. And nothing more needs to happen before Jesus comes. So he can come any day. He can come any day. So we just got to be ready. Yes, live your life, have your children. You know, do what you're going to do. But in all that, be ready for his coming. Because Jesus said, we do not know the day or the hour that he will come. But he will come. He will come. Another great thing that can be good with wisdom, discernment. That means you'll be able to discern what's coming. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would get this word in our hearts, Master, that we would be tuned in to you, that we would seek your wisdom and not necessarily earthly wisdom. And Lord God, I thank you for those who are listening who don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they would ask you into their heart right now. These people who are tuned in and don't know you, may they ask you into their life right now. And give their lives to you once and for all. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Now, until next time, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. I sure love you, and so long, and I'll see you next time. So long, everybody.